Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, a professor of leadership at Daniel Webster College, and soon to return after for many long years. He's now been an adjunct professor at Boston College. He's going to go back there real soon. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about change, implementing change. We talked earlier about doing it too quick and then maybe doing it too slow. And what's the next thing about change we need to know?
Okay. Well, there's two ways of implementing change. And you know, one is what we call transformational. And that's where you say everything that you knew before, you don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sexy because it just kind of rattles things up, and you're the one that comes in, and you're the rainmaker who fixes all the problems. The problem is that, like implosion, that can be too much too soon. So you really want to use that kind of as your last resort, or if you just think things are horribly broken, you come in and just redo everything. Start
right.
With a brand new piece of paper. The other way is what we call transactional. And in transactional change, what you do is you use existing company policies and procedures to get things done. Again, it's sort of that same theme of it's not going to freak people out. But you got to be really careful because as an outsider, I go into a lot of companies and they think they're being very transformational, but because they're so into existing company policies and procedures just to kind of keep everybody's brains okay, they're actually not doing anything really all that different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to them, I say, well, everybody's in favor of change, but nobody wants to do anything differently. And no, they say, well, no, look, we have a new committee. Well, the committee has got a new name, but it's doing the same thing. Or it's got new people, mm-hmm. but it's doing the same thing. And the fundamental business model isn't working. And
isn't transactional approach the way that you typically find in larger organizations?
It is, but even with smaller organizations too. A lot of small businesses, they get very set in their ways.
Yeah.
And they
But I mean, if you try to be a transformational change agent in a big organization, it kind of doesn't work. It's like, you know, trying to push a tennis ball through a garden hose. You know, it won't go. Whereas transactional, actually there are systems in place and you just tweak those systems and move them to the next level of innovation, I guess. What do you think?
I do think that, but small businesses also have the problem because with a small business, the boss makes all the decisions. And they're so caught up in kind of the way they do things,
mm-hmm.
that having an outside perspective
is very challenging to them sometimes. Called a dinosaur waiting to become extinct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that person is living in the 1950s, and you can't do that these days.
You know, one of the things that I often suggest is, you know, for instance, remodeling if you have a retail outlet,
mm-hmm.
if you have a little store, change it up every, let's say, 2 years, remodel it or redesign it every 2 years, whether
mm-hmm.
you need to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Change your logo every 5 years, whether you think you need to or not. Little things like that can make a huge difference as far as how people position you. And, you know, get a new product, get a new service, try something different on a regular basis. So
restaurants, very successful restaurants will completely change their menu.
Yes.
They'll change the look or maybe even what's on the items or the uniforms of the people or whatever. You see that happening all the time.
Well, things like the uniforms is a great change because it doesn't change your core competency,
right.
But it gives a whole new look, and it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And things like that can make all the difference in the world. So I always tell small businesses, what you do is have a structure, have a calendar that has all of the major things. And you don't want to change every month, but really every few years, every year, whatnot, these are the things that we're going to do differently. And that forces you to be in that mindset.
But you know, Tom, the thing we should wrap up on here is something I said in the very beginning. Whether you're transactional or transformational, somebody in the organization has to lead the change. You can't just manage it. You've got to lead the change. There's got to be a champion for the change who can pull it off and make it happen. What do you think?
Absolutely, and that goes to communication, that goes to modeling, that goes to really allowing people to make mistakes, because if you're changing the way you do things, it's not going to be perfect right away. Allow mistakes as part of the process, and that's going to be the thing that's going to keep people's anxiety level low.
Which comes back to the question of the magic question: when someone makes mistakes, that you have to be prepared to do. If you're going to really be a leader of change, when people make mistakes, you've got to be prepared to look them in the eye after they make a mistake, and say, "Okay, you made a mistake. What did we learn?"
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to say that. Otherwise, you can't really be a leader of change if you can't say that and mean it. What do you think, Tom?
Right, because people's biggest anxiety is they're not going to do it as well as they used to.
Yeah,
and of course they're not, but that's your job.
Tom Anastasi, give us the website, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
So check it out, folks. Just like it sounds, no extra letters. Quick break. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.